Details are emerging from the deadly Easter blast in Pakistan. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's no way to sugarcoat this. At least 49 of the victims were Christ followers, says Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International. We've got their pictures and stories at our website. As you pray for the victims' families, would you also ask the Lord to protect FMI workers in Lahore? It's the capital of Punjab province.
Punjab is Prime Minister Sharif's power base. There has been rumors about how he's negotiated with terrorist leaders to say, you don't touch Punjab, and I will turn a blind eye to some of your activities elsewhere. The leader of the faction that claimed responsibility for this bombing said, Punjab is off the table. We will carry out our agenda wherever.
And with nearly 60 million refugees worldwide, it's hard to find a nation without a crisis on the doorstep. But what happens when the headlines stop covering it? Helen Williams of World Missionary Press.
The refugee crisis in Africa is still existent, even though there's been a lot of focus on the refugee crisis in Europe, which is real and needy. But some of these long-term camps in Africa are still there.
WMP is constantly sending scripture booklets to pastors throughout Africa.
There are pastors and workers that have been trained and are ready to use this material. They're ready to go out into the villages and into the camps and use the literature to share with people.
From this outreach come churches and new pastors, and then the cycle starts all over again. You can help sponsor the next shipment of scripture booklets at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Zet7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. And these words are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.